Hello everybody, I'm Sean, and welcome back to the Croc Time Podcast, delivering weekly updates on markets and geopolitics, providing you with valuable insights and unique perspectives on events and trends shaping the world. In today's episode, we will talk about Ghana's gold industry and its G4O program and its associated pros and cons. G4O stands for Gold for Oil. In fact, this Western African country is looking to secure competitively priced oil by selling gold instead of its foreign currency to ease the pressure on its domestic economy. Before closing things out, we'll also briefly mention Ghana's upcoming elections. Ready? Great, so let's cut to the chase. Let's start things off by talking about Ghana's gold industry. The leading African gold producer and the sixth largest in the world is none other than Ghana, famously known as the Gold Coast. It currently produces almost 120 tons of gold a year, accounting for 49% of the country's total export value. Ghana also produces many other minerals such as bauxite, manganese, and diamonds, in addition to oil, natural gas, and silver. The Bibiani project is an underground mine located in western Ghana and is considered the crown jewel of the country's gold production. It was owned by Resolute Mining, an African-focused Australian gold miner, which also operates in Mali, Senegal, and Guinea. But in 2020, Resolute sold the project for $105 million to Chijin International, a Chinese gold mining company. While many large-scale projects are present in the country, artisanal and small-scale mining account for around 40% of Ghana's total gold production. Some of the illegal gold is smuggled through the borders to Burkina Faso or the Ivory Coast. Ghana's gold production is expected to increase considerably in the next few years as some high-scale projects are seeing a strong boost in production. Another mining giant, Anglo American, is also present in the country. Given these incredible natural resources, the government is trying to use them in the best way possible. For this reason, in February of 2023, Ghana's vice president announced a new government policy called Gold for Oil. This policy would allow the government to pay for imported oil products with gold. This would effectively transform the trade into a barter. Ghana's currency, the cedi, had been depreciating throughout 2022 as the government went into default that year. Because oil and fuel products are quoted in US dollars, the country's depreciating currency meant that importing oil and fuel was becoming more and more expensive. The aim of this policy was to help stabilize prices of fuel products and reduce pressure on Ghana's foreign exchange. The policy allows oil supply to be done in two ways: barter trade or through forex obtained from selling gold to a broker. Under the barter channel, suppliers willing to take gold in direct exchange for petroleum products will be provided with the equivalent volume of gold by the Bank of Ghana. Under the broker channel, the Bank of Ghana executes a gold supply agreement under which it sells gold to a gold broker, which provides forex cover to pay for petroleum products. Since the start of this policy, Ghana has paid for multiple big cargoes of oil and its refined products with its own gold through one of the two channels. As the policy has picked up pace, the Bank of Ghana has accumulated heavy gold reserves. The country's government, which faces important elections later this year, has clearly highlighted the benefits of the program. They say it has led to increased competition among market players and lowered petroleum prices for domestic consumers. They also state that it has provided some stability in the FX markets. The country imports around $350 million worth of petroleum and refined products a month. If only 50% of these transactions are done through the G4O program, this could make a great difference for the government and its economy. Since the policy started, investments into the country's gold sector have expanded as the country's central bank gobbles up all available supply. In addition, Ghana's gold projects are known for having low all-in sustaining costs of operation, especially compared to other jurisdictions. However, skeptics of the program are plenty and have made their voices be heard. Some have said that recent depressed international oil prices justify the fall in prices for Ghana and its consumers, and the program hasn't had a measurable effect. Questions around corruption in the barter agreement also abound. Smuggling and uncertainty of getting the required gold value are other typical issues which have been highlighted. The government has tasked the Precious Minerals and Marketing Company with purchasing the gold. But this department is still getting the operations up and running, so there will certainly be problems and challenges that come along as they open up offices and set up operations in all the mining regions. What is important to highlight is that the United Arab Emirates seems to be the country that is delivering most of the cargoes of oil to Ghana for gold in exchange. Given how the UAE operates, with not the best transparency, they certainly recycle these gold quantities for other activities. However, since the start of 2024, Ghana's currency has been plunging in value. It has lost 7-8% of its value in the last 2 months, clearly indicating one of two things. Either the G4O program doesn't stabilize the cedi enough, or there are additional reasons why the cedi has been decreasing in value. It could simply be that the stronger forces are driving the cedi down, which is perfectly reasonable given that US market interest rates have been steadily rising for the past couple of months. Given everything we've said so far, let's try to position it within the country's presidential elections scheduled for December of 2024. Ghana is one of the few stable hybrid democracies in a very volatile region where military coups are taking over governments left and right. The region's biggest economic institution, ECOWAS, is weakening as it struggles to put on a strong front in confronting growing challenges. Within all of this, Ghana, which directly borders turbulent and unstable Burkina Faso, is seeing increased violence and instability to the north of its country. However, things seem bearable for now. Ghana has two main political parties that have governed for the past few decades. But it has recently seen disruption to its traditional politics as Nana Akufo-Addo's government and party is ridden with scandals and is widely being blamed for mismanaging the economy, leading to a default on its $55 billion of debt late in 2022. A famous entrepreneur turned politician, Bediako, is hoping to put on a fight in this year's elections. Although former President John Mahama is expected to win, there are still many months to go to the election and lots of things can change. In the meantime, we'll continue to monitor Ghana, its politics, its gold industry, and its famous G4O program. Thank you, and I hope you enjoyed this episode of Croc Time. Please leave a review and follow me wherever you get your podcast, and I'll be back next time with more insightful research.